China EV insurance registrations for week ending October 29th, NIO 4,600, XPeng 5,800, Li Auto 10,000, Tesla 10,800. By CNEV Post. Insurance registrations in China for the major electric vehicle companies were mostly up last week, with the usual upward pulse as the month ends. For the week of October 23 to October 29, Li Auto sold 10,000 vehicles, continuing to lead the pack among China's new car makers, the company said today on Weibo. As before, Li Auto didn't explain the basis for calculating the weekly sales, but apparently, they were insurance registrations. The company suspended sharing those numbers in May, but has since resumed sharing them. Li Auto's insurance registrations were up 11.11% last week from 9,000 the week before. Li Auto sold 36,800 units this month through October 29 and is on the verge of reaching its goal of selling 40,000 units a month, it said. After achieving combined monthly deliveries of more than 40,000 for its three current models, Li Auto will challenge a higher target of delivering 50,000 vehicles per month, Li Xiang, the company's founder, chairman, and CEO, said in a Weibo post today. Li Auto's three models currently on sale are the Li L7, Li L8, and Li L9, all of which are extended-range electric vehicles, essentially plug-in hybrids. Li Auto delivered a record 36,060 vehicles in September, up 212.72% year-on-year and up 3.28% from August. Major EV companies in China are expected to announce their October deliveries tomorrow. NIO saw 4,600 insurance registrations last week, up 4.55% from 4,400 the week before. Between October 1 and October 29, 14,100 NIO vehicles were registered for insurance in China. NIO delivered 15,641 vehicles in September, down 19.08% from 19,329 in August and up 43.79% from 10,878 a year earlier. XPeng was at 5,800 units last week, up 23.40% from 4,700 units the week before. Insurance registrations for XPeng vehicles from October 1 to October 29 were 15,200 units. XPeng delivered 15,310 vehicles in September, its eighth sequential increase, with the G6 contributing the bulk of deliveries. Tesla was at 10,800 Volt vehicles last week, up 33.33% from 8,100 the week before. Between October 1 and October 29, 27,300 Tesla vehicles were registered for insurance in China. Tesla unveiled the revamped Model 3 in China on September 1 and began official sales of the sedan on October 19. On October 26, Tesla said it had begun deliveries of the new Model 3 in China. On October 1, Tesla launched an updated Model Y in China, with unchanged pricing but minor updates to features. On October 15, the company said deliveries of the new Model Y in China had begun. Tesla sold 74,073 China-made vehicles in September, including 43,507 sold in China and 30,566 exported, data released earlier this month by the China Passenger Car Association showed. BYD was at 51,800 units last week, up 0.19% from 51,700 units the week before. Between October 1 and October 29, a total of 214,000 BYD vehicles were registered for insurance in China. BYD sold 287,454 NEVs in September, up 42.83% year-on-year and up 4.76% from August. BYD's premium brand Denza was at 2,100 units last week, down 4.55% from 2,200 units in the previous week. Netta was at 2,500 units last week, down 16.67% from 3,000 in the previous week. Zeekr was at 2,300 last week, up 27.78% from 1,800 the week before. Leapmotor was at 4,000 last week, up 8.11% from 3,700 the week before.